Hi, and thank you for joining me. This is the first of several series of audio blogs and audio tracks, little informations, iPod downloads and things that are going to be going on and that I'm going to be doing. There's going to be quite a series of these. It's not going to stop. And I am definitely going to be doing a whole number of these on several different topics that are important to me and that I want to share. Each one of them will be downloadable for 2 weeks for free. After that, it'll cost you all of a buck, and not even a buck, 99 cents per iLike or iTunes. I consider my information valuable and worth listening to, so I think that's a steal. But these are several talks that are going to be going on several different topics everywhere from behavioral medicine, promising cancer cures from the holistic and the allopathic healthcare community, and just several different topics of health and nutrition and holistic medicine that I think are important. I'm going to be talking about them because I care about them and I want people to know it. And I consider myself somebody who's got good information to share and say. And basically, there's nobody that's going to get in my way from stopping me. So I hope that you enjoy these conversations. The topics I'm going to be covering tonight are cancer cells and iron, chlorophyll, zeolite, and THC extract. There are several very promising treatments that are out there right now, and I consider it nothing short of life savings that people are aware of what they have to choose from, these different treatments that are out there that are not going to make it on TV. Pfizer and Eli Lilly and Roche are not going to be advertising these on your television with clever commercials and children playing as they read off the side effects that they hope that you tune out, all of which are excruciatingly frightening and crippling to the human being and the quality of life that you'll have while they try to get you to zero in on taking their drug indefinitely for the rest of your life and never actually helping to cure you of much of anything. It's great business to constantly prolong the suffering of others, but possibly not as financially lucrative as milking their misery consistently for the duration of their life, which I think is a hideous and a disgusting way to live. I don't see myself ever giving the thumbs up to that, and I hope nobody of even moderate conscience, regardless of your beliefs, would consider that a decent way to look at much of anything. So I think getting this information out there to as many people in a way that is as easily accessible as possible is probably one of the best things to do. It's something I want to do and I'm going to do. To start tonight, cancer cells and iron. Cancer cells and iron is an intriguing topic. Cancer cells, in all of their similarity and duplicitous variety, share something in common, and that is the fact that they possess a significantly much higher amount of iron in the makeup of their cells than do other healthy cells. I'm not going to start throwing out numbers and stats and statistics only for the reason that the minute anybody starts quoting abstracts to me and numbers and statistics, I just check right out and I want to keep you listening. So I'm going to keep it simple. I have trust and faith that there's enough indiscriminate information out there on Google and Bing and all the rest of the cool search engines that you like to use to find this pretty easily. So these are done in audio clips that you can pause and start and search and look as I talk, and that's an easy way to go. That's the way that I think most of our information is going to work for at least the next couple of years, so I'm choosing to utilize that because I think it's the best way to go. There are a number of different studies that are out there that suggest a very intriguing topic, and it's really good to grasp all the variables involved if you're actually going to make a difference in the way that you approach this. I'm never one that subscribes to a singular therapy, really, exclusively, just in anything. I think that if you are aimed at being client-centered and you care about somebody the way that you care about yourself, that you don't walk into it with prejudice or presuppositions about what may or may not produce a desired result. I think if you care about a client in the best way that you possibly can, that you put their well-being at the top, and that it is also in your ethics, hopefully as a practitioner, to research the least harmful and the least invasive with the least amount of downsides to it as your first step before you start suggesting and attempting to include things that are possibly, you know, have some side effects and have some harm. One of the first things that's out there that I would really, that you should really educate yourself on, and I want people to be aware of, is the fact that cancer cells, in the various forms that they come in, consist of significantly more iron in their sick little shells and their casings. It's really gross to think that basically those cells set up, in essence, a small biome inside your body. Each one of those tumors is not only just a set of rampant, freaky cells that have gone awry. They are like a, you know, they are a virus, but I mean they are in essence like a program that is aimed at rewriting itself, that has lost its driver. They've lost it's a ship without a captain, basically, and they just go nuts. But in that insanity, it still has the insidiousness to set up basically sort of a small community in your system. It, and part of that is the exterior and where it sets up its blood supply. And then there are the metastasizing cells within a given tumor or within a given affected area. It's sick. It really makes me, it's very difficult to discuss without getting a little watery-eyed or feel a little bit sick. In general, it's upsetting. It's upsetting to think that there's something that's out there in the world and in nature or in our potential physiology that could run rampant and go awry so badly and yet still maintain a certain type of order to it. It's not really order, but it's just a it's kind of a staging process for that type of imperfectness to take place within an otherwise perfect person or healthy person, and it knocks your homeostasis out of balance. And there's several theories. We're not going to get into theology and spiritual ideas about why something does or doesn't happen. I'm not going to spend time on that this evening. But basically, with regards to cancer cells and iron, there is a very, very good set of studies that are out there that are done in the German Cancer Research Center from Michael Kissling and Claude Klemke, Marcin Kaminski, several different other people. There's about seven of them. It depends on which abstract that you cite. Some of them have been nice enough to include virtually everybody that's involved. Some of them only list a few. But they have found really good, promising research that suggests that due to this weird kind of trigger that is possessed by these cells and their demand for iron, they, as you would imagine, running at full pace, out of control, they consume massive amounts of nutrients, which is why people start to look kind of bad as soon as certain things kick into gear in their systems, because they're truly just not getting even any of the nutrients in their body the way that they need to, exactly the way that you would with an aggressive parasite or a blockage or anything that can inhibit that type of absorption. This, it siphons off some of your most needed nutrients to fuel its growth in wiping you out. In its role as something that wipes out its host, it is a very ineffective parasite, because parasites, although they take away from the quality of life from somebody, more often than not do not kill the host. They try to latch onto it indefinitely. Cancer is just fairly stupid, being something so insidious and evil. It is evil at its core, in the sense that it thrives on ignorance, ignorance to the point of its own death and yours, which is why that it's so hideous. Cancer cells, in this, for the purpose of trying to understand how this works, there is a treatment which doses the patient with large amounts of iron, and it doesn't really say what type. I have my preferences for different types that there are in terms of phyto iron and phyto sources. Dark greens and foods are rich in it. But basically, what this does is by utilizing iron and getting that in heavy amounts of heavy doses to the person, heavy doses to your system, it, I guess if you think of a cell as like a hungry mosquito. Now, everybody, I believe, may, I mean, it's not something that I would suggest that you do, because even though they're trying to suck your blood, always seems kind of mean. But, you know, mosquitoes, when they land on you, they load themselves up with as much of your blood as possible and then take their bloated selves and try to fly away. If there's some people, if you live in geographic regions where it's very saturated, you've cranked up your muscle and watch them explode. I've never personally done that, but I've observed that indirectly, and it happens. Well, if you can think of cancer cells as, rather than looking for blood, they're looking for iron both to fortify their exterior and to attempt to remain stronger. But what happens is, because they're so iron hungry, they have this freaky lack of discernment as a cell that it has, that makes it just crank it in more and more and more and more and more. And the more iron that it is, the more that it does. And what happens is this really cool process. It causes the cell to short circuit. And the big fancy word for cell death is apoptosis. And if you, I mean, that's one word for it. I think there's a longer one for it, but it's the long Latin word for just cell death. We're going to say cell death just in case I'm horribly mispronouncing it, which I hope I'm not. But it triggers cell death. It short circuits, and much like the mosquito that's gotten too much blood, it dies off. And this is a very effective therapy. Your healthy cells can handle this. Your healthy cells can actually take this and withstand the treatment. And this is a very effective process. The problem, you know, is that there's a small window of time where you're actually feeding that cancer cell briefly in a tiny little period of time. You're making it stronger. But really fast, it goes, oh my gosh, I've had too much. And then can't handle it, and it shuts itself down and triggers it. It also triggers the release of, of free radicals. It causes that oxidative process and boosts the production of free oxygen radicals, which cause oxidative stress and cause damage to the cancer cells, and so they die. And I think this is a really intriguing research. This is something that is really fantastic. The reason that I like it so much is because it's one that correlates very well with the raw food and plant-based induction. You can ingest very high amounts of phyto-based iron from a number of different sources and really crank that into your system. I suppose someone can also use chelated iron, which I'm not entirely fond of, but you could definitely do worse. It's effective, less than ideal, still dealing with a different type of substance that, which is not just entirely natural, but it's not unnatural either. It's a neutral, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know if everybody would agree with me on that, but I do view it at least as a neutral with several benefits to it. Sometimes it just grabs onto things that it's not supposed to. But it's a very effective research that you can, it's an effective method. Now, where I really think that it's helpful is to take this process and then you combine things in a way that's in an interdisciplinary fashion that can really wipe stuff out. You know, everybody has that. If you ever have watched different strategies and different attacks on the field, you know that these guys that go battling head on, in like these old medieval style, battles, that it really doesn't amount to much. And it's always seemed really stupid to me that these guys would go head on. You know, it doesn't take a genius to figure out if you have one entire army looking one way and one entire army looking the other, and you're all supposed to do that, that if you're really smart while you have these guys out there on the field, that you should actually have set up lots of soldiers on different corners and different areas of the mountains to besiege the opposing army from several different angles and wipe them out. Attack from the front, attack from the side, attack diagonally, attack from the rear. If you can, you know, attack from above as well. Employ one of those rockin' old trebuchets that can drop some rocks on the opposing army and hopefully not wipe out your guys in the middle. And you know, I've never understood that. It looks great for the movies, but it's an actually it's a very crippled and ineffective means of addressing and winning a battle. In nutrition and holistic medicine, I absolutely subscribe to the fight it from all angles. So I am a big advocate of combining therapies where possible. In this discussed therapy, where you're triggering cell death through high iron induction and the flushing of the cancer cells, getting rid of them is just as important as how you get it into your system. Getting it into your system through clean phytonutrient means, preferably juices, which I strongly advocate because that's adding something to your system. There are several types of herbs and veggies and substances which are very high in phytoiron that are out there. And there's liquids, there's natural liquids that are made by a few different companies that I think are fantastic, that are organic and in glass. That are really, really good. There's several different sources, and of course, fresh veggies that you juice up and just down completely, preferably with a tiny little bit of fiber, if not a decent amount of fiber in it, mostly because it prevents anything from being stored in your digestive tract and your colon and really does a thorough job of flushing it out of your system and getting it the hell out of there so that you can heal. The induction of the cell death through high amounts of iron and the triggering of oxidative stress is also coupled very well by types of healthy fats and chlorophyll. Chlorophyll, although we think of it as a water-based substance, mostly because of our association, in my beliefs, that you think of chlorophyll and you think of leaves and you think of rain hitting the leaves and you think of the green and you go, oh, it's probably water base. You associate that chemical with that. Actually, chlorophyll is a chemical. It's a substance that is a fatty base. It needs to be delivered through a fatty base actually to get to your your cells most effectively. So I'm a big advocate of taking healthy fats and getting those straight into your system, and taking chlorophyll and getting that straight into your system, preferably together. Healthy fats in general are going to strengthen and fight and it will strengthen your healthy cells. It will help fight off the bad cells. But the healthy fats are a means of delivery of nutrients into your healthy cells that get waltzed in there. You know, sugars and proteins and water all are things that get waltzed right into your cells with special treatment as opposed to other things. So if you can couple it with it, then it's great. You know, like if you can down chlorophyll and you can down some healthy fats at the same time, that's fantastic. If you can get it in some juices and add in some healthy fats, that's awesome. Chlorophyll-rich sources, you know, phytoproteins and things. And grass is awesome. You can get lots of good healthy fats in there. Hemp seed oil, one of the reasons why I love it is because there's such a high incidence of chlorophyll within the oil itself. It's not something that you have to combine and do. It's naturally present. It's one of the only EFAs. If you actually pour it out into a glass, you're going to see that it has a beautiful, gorgeous, bright green color, preferably one without a bunch of soot and gunk and junk in it. And that is immeasurable in terms of its benefits, both to your red blood cells, to your overall cell health, and in assisting your body to flush out unhealthy cells. This is something that I'm a very strong advocate of, and any combination of all the stuff I just mentioned is fantastic. Obviously, I have things that I like a little bit better than others, but they're all effective. And the coupling of chlorophyll with this type of treatment, you know, loading up on the iron, triggering the cell death, getting the chlorophyll in there, helping to wash it out, is extremely helpful. You know, the essential fatty acids and the chlorophyll. And then following this with it, you know, so you're kind of, you could even think of this in stages, state, you know, and you're doing, you know, step one, high iron and trying to trigger cell death. Step two, healthy fats and chlorophyll, flushing that out and getting it deep into the tissues, which is, and the healthy fats also are especially helpful for soft tissue forms of cancers and cellular metastases that are out there. They do a lot better job, mostly because soft tissues are a lot more prone to, well, obviously there's more healthy fats that are contained in them, but out of your body in terms of categorical organ distribution, there's at least a decent portion that take those healthy fats and convert them into eicosanoids, which convert into hormones, which are going to go right into those tissues in ways that are also different. And so healthy fats getting into those tissues really just knock it out of the park and make a big difference. If you are coupling those together, then you're going to get a lot of really good results. The next step in that is combining really, really good, a really good clay called zeolite, which is fantastic for, I mean, there's tons of good research, tons of good things that suggest that it also triggers cell death, and that it basically retards the growth of unhealthy cells. It's very controversial. I could never say that zeolite cures cancer, but I can say that to the public, if you wish to choose and research it, there are several abstracts and assays that are available to the public that you can read that have a very positive suggestion that it is greatly beneficial in cell health and metastasizing the growth, inhibiting the growth of metastasizing cells. And I think that that's very promising. And so what you're getting, if you add that in as a third step, then you're getting something where you already have a weakened, you know, you're thinking, okay, so this first batch already weakened and triggered the cell death. You have the chlorophyll and the healthy fats. It's helping not only to strengthen healthy cells, but to wash out other crappy ones. And then you have this next step that's going in second wave to wipe out maybe something that's still there, or maybe an unhealthy cell that could have gone either way. Boom. Nailing it with a completely different type of substance, you know, a completely different type of substance. Irons and clays are very different. So you have a clay that is coming in with its unique matrix and its unique molecular structure and its unique makeup, and really zapping some of those cells, inhibiting their growth, and also helping to flush it away. It holds such a high negative magnetic charge. It's fantastic. I think that it's wonderful to add in as your third step to help flush away and also further the goal of stunting the growth of metastatic cells, and hopefully triggering cell death as well. At the very least, just, you know, putting that out there and saying that that's very helpful. There's tons of things that people can research. All of this is something that you can pull up in a very quick search, but you know, not all of it's in the same place, which is why I think talks like this are very helpful. And so you have that as your, you know, your third source. And so, you know, you're going with the step of trying to trigger cell death from iron saturation, then flushing things out with chlorophyll and healthy fats, and you know, really trying to just flush that out as much as possible, and then saturating the system again with zeolite, zapping those cells, hitting them up with lots of really incredible stuff, and help, you know, this is also something that holds a high negative charge, so it's going to pull and flush out even more of those things, possibly grabbing onto some of the very iron-rich cells that are dead and helping to flush those out of your system even more so, and grabbing onto things to make sure that it's completely out of your system, not being flushed out of it, of an organ or tissue or whatever, and then remaining dormant or borderline in your colon because it doesn't get flushed out properly from the rest of your system. It needs to. So this is all fantastic. And then the last one is that there is a lot of extremely good research and a lot of great, great information that's out there on the extract of the medical slash recreational part of the hemp plant, which comes from a different portion than a different portion and usually different gender than what is used for the nutritional and textile industry. This comes from the female fruiting body, medical and recreational hemp plant. And there is incredible research that's out there that suggests that this substance, that the extract, a very strong extract, but it doesn't necessarily have to be as strong as the one that is done in the race, the Run from the Cure by Rick Simpson, where he actually will show you not only the testimonies of people who have been cured of cancer using the Rick Simpson oil, but also just showing you how to make it if you need to, hopefully in an area where you're not going to be arrested for doing so. And if you possess a medical slash recreational card, I would hope that at least some of that will go under acceptable usage. And if not, then it's not hard to get, for the most part, for a lot of people. Sometimes I think it's a little too easy myself, but whatever. But it's done from this extract of the medical slash recreational hemp plant, and there is tons of good information that shows that, similar to protease inhibitors, and which are the types of meds that people use if you have HIV and AIDS, and what protease inhibitors do is that if you ever had an opportunity to watch a video of a HIV slash AIDS cell infect a healthy cell, it is creepy and freaky. It looks like it's something that was practically designed in a lab with the intention of really screwing somebody up. The cell grabs onto a healthy cell. It has a portion to it that is like, it's like an anchor. It's like an anchor or a giant set of fangs or like a tentacle with points on it. But basically it is, in essence, it anchors in to a healthy cell and then it injects its unhealthy genetic code into it and corrupts the cell and perverts its DNA and then turns it into one of its own. I don't know if you've ever watched like Star Trek or Star Trek the Next Beyond, or I mean the Star Trek Next Generation, Next Beyond, I don't even know what that is. Star Trek Next Generation, if you ever watch clips of the Borg, some of their later stuff, they will show the Borg injecting people, they'll inject their victims basically with this little thing that shoots out of the top of their hands. And infects them. It's basically supposed to be some type of DNA that allows, you know, it's a corrupted cellular microbe that allows those mechanical interfaces to be accepted by the body so that they don't reject them when they try to implant them with all this sick-looking metal stuff and whatever. But basically, it's similar, very similar to that. You inject it into a person's system. I mean, it's injected into a person's healthy cell and it corrupts it. Well, with cancer cells and the THC extract, it basically shows that, there's two things. One, it shows that hemp oil in general is very good for getting rid of different types of, there's some good research that suggests, I haven't had an opportunity to read a lot of it, but I've read enough that suggests that at the very least it inhibits growth of metastatic cells. There's some really good research that says that not only will it shrink the tumors, but that there is a component that is in, I always quote it wrong, but I want to say that it's the Delta 9 rather than Delta 7. It's not the one that everybody always talks about, the cannabinoid, you know, blah, 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 something Delta 7 or cannabinoid, blah, 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 something Delta 9. It's this big, long chemical chain. I just don't feel like numbing our minds discussing in its big verbiage, but it's a different one than the one that's usually discussed. But that specific chemical within it seems to show not just promising, but ridiculously promising results for inhibiting the growth of metastatic cells. It's produced, you know, it's both present in the raw medical cannabinoid residues of the medical and recreational hemp, but it's not something that you would get by you know, applying any form of heat to it in any way, shape, or form is absolutely going to destroy it, which is why getting an extract of it in a means where it preserves its raw, clean nature is very, very important. There are certain things, although with like the Rick Simpson cure, you can, the Rick Simpson oil, it requires boiling down in an extract. He produces an extract that maintains enough of the healthy component that it's still very beneficial. But as you'll notice, if you have a chance to watch his video, it requires this massive amount of raw material to produce a very, very, very tiny amount of a final product, although that final product seems fairly strong. For anybody that is savvy at making an extract in a raw form, in an unaltered form that does not expose the substance to heat, I have my sneaking suspicions that you're going to get much better results. That's just a theory. That I have no means of backing that up at all. As I do with any of this, this is all just, I'm just mentioning things that are all out there basically for people to research and come to their own conclusions. But I just want to make sure that I'm sharing this information so that you have a much better sense of hope that there are some very, very good things that are out there that show to have some good results. And I think that this form of an extract, especially with the degree of promising results that it's obtained, is probably the very best thing that somebody could do for the fourth step in attempting to really assault their system with, not assault, but to assault the unhealthy cells within their system and produce a good result. To start with the, to trigger the cell death, to flush it out with chlorophyll and healthy fats and chlorophyll-rich healthy fats, to hit the step three by going through and ingesting large amounts of zeolite to yank out as much of the dead iron-rich cells as they possibly can, possibly to you know, shrink and inhibit the growth of other remaining cells that were not affected by the initial cell death. And then to follow up with this type of an extract, which is also in a, it's a fatty base, but to take this type of an extract and do a fourth step and really get that out of there, and then hopefully repeat the whole process while they're doing lots and lots of healthy juices, and flushing that out of their system. So, and I mean, the other part of that is if somebody is open to it, you can always try certain forms of colonics or coffee colonics, things which basically just, you know, make the process faster. You know, the induction of healthy stuff, the removal of unhealthy stuff, the induction of tons of healthy stuff, the removal of unhealthy stuff. And it decreases the burden on your liver by doing that, because your liver and your kidneys are a lot of what really take the burden for that. For people who are not really educated with different aspects of cancer and how awful that is, you know, wasting syndrome, both in HIV and AIDS patients and in cancer patients, is identical in the sense that the unhealthy cells produce a massive amount of lactic acid. Lactic acid is converted in your liver into glucose. It's a chemical that your body recycles and reuses. But unfortunately, to produce glucose, it couples and must couple the lactic acid molecule with the protein molecule to convert it into a form of glucose. When you have that, it will draw the protein from any source that it can. And because the cells, the unhealthy cells, especially with cancer, work so rapidly and so aggressively and are so hostile to the system, it pulls that from any direction that it can. Usually, the appetite of a cancer patient is not amazing, and they just can't ingest the amount of protein that they need to even stay looking the same, let alone, you know, offset that wasting syndrome. And so your liver is going to pull that protein that it needs to convert lactic acid into glucose from its first and most easily available source, and that's your muscle tissue. So that's where a lot of that comes from, which is really sucky. It's depressing. Awful, just awful to awful to look at. And so basically, if you are going through and trying to figure some of these steps, I'm sorry if you heard a quick quack, that was actually my phone going off in the background, my apologies. But these are steps that are basically needed, you know, in that protein, is which is why if somebody is not experiencing extreme nausea, why it's really important to get very easily digestible proteins, clean, full amino acid profile phytoproteins into your system to help intake that and offset that damage as much as possible so that you can really, really load up on it. And hopefully they're phytoproteins that are rich in naturally occurring iron and phytoiron so that you can keep this process of cell death continuing. One of the things that I would really like to point out is that for somebody who is getting a phytoprotein into their system, which is very rich in iron to begin with, there's a number of different sources, and just phytoiron. And I say phytoiron as opposed to iron from a non-plant source or an iron from a non-isolated synthetic source, because it's so much more significantly healthy. It doesn't cause constipation. It doesn't have all these things that's in it that really, really make it ridiculous to try to consume that volume. If you're getting a phytoiron, which is a plant-based iron, all the other chemicals that are in it are going to be recognized by your body and utilized and ingested very easily and put to work much more quickly without any downsides to it. So I just want you to keep that in mind. That's why it rocks. It's not just that it's not that you just suggest a phytoiron for the sake of suggesting phytoiron's sakes. It's backable by lots of holistic and allopathic medical research on the easy ability of a body to digest a phytoiron much more easily than it is to take a synthetic one. And anybody that ever takes iron will easily tell you. They'll tell you that they get all, you know, gummed up and that they don't like any type of synthetic iron or even certain types of iron that's not from plant bases, even though they can be from a slightly holistic source, because it all makes them constipated. Iron oxide even is really not so hot for people. They seem to have a tough time with it. So that's why I'm saying, you know, of course, if you're going to actually affect those cells, that you need to get something that's going to get to your bloodstream. If you can't get to your bloodstream, if you have trouble digesting it, if it's staying stuck there in your digestive tract and not being rendered or not being broken down properly or causing lots of discomfort, either from a behavioral standpoint, you'll decide that you just can't handle it, or from a simple physiological standpoint, you're going to be a mess. You're not going to be able to use the restroom properly, and it'll cause as many problems as it's trying to help, for the most part. Not as severe as cancer would, of course, but digestive dysfunction, if you're trying to flush things out of your system properly, clearly works against that nutritional and holistic goal. So I just want you to keep these things in mind. There's tons of things that are out there that actually have a tremendous amount of hope and offer a tremendous amount of beneficial information and beneficial results that we're not going to see on the TV, that you're not going to see advertised. And everything that's been discussed here is just discussing different types of treatments and therapies and approaches that, according to their results, have shown to have very, very good benefits, along with my opinions on things that I do and don't like. But I just want people to be really savvy and really, really solid on the fact that there are so many alternatives that are out there, and so many steps, little steps that if you couple them together become several powerful steps to produce incredible results for your system. And if you happen to know anybody, or you know things that are out there, or you happen to know anybody, or know anybody that is having these types of things out there to have to try to manage or deal with or do whatever with, then it's important that you get this information in their hands as fast as possible. And that you research what's being discussed here so that you don't have to listen to what I say. You know, even though I appreciate people appreciating what I have to say, you don't really have to listen to me. Go look at this and go find it from other people. Look at the research. Look at the lab results. Look at the lab assays. You know, research what chlorophyll does for your system and healthy fats do for your system. Research what these guys did over there having to do with cell death and iron. Research the run from the cure and Rick Simpson and the patents that the U.S. government filed doing a trademark and a patent on a type of extract for cannabis extracts in 2003, which when they were busy telling people at the same time to go out and not use anything and discouraging its use publicly, they were privately filing a patent against its extract, filing a patent for the extract of it for medical purposes in 2003, which leads you to really ask a lot more questions. I'll leave that for another day. But it's valid, and it's easily obtainable. It's publicly accessible. Anybody with a computer can pull up a search in less than 5 minutes on any of these topics. And with zeolite, my goodness, volumes of research, volumes and volumes and volumes of research. This requires no amount of stressful research on your part. And if you happen to be trying to find this for somebody who is either really in poor health and has a limited amount of energy, if you're dealing with somebody who is really not technologically savvy and just needs help sitting with somebody and looking through some stuff that's useful, if you have anybody that is even just a senior and doesn't feel really comfortable looking at a lot of things, all of this is something that you can sit down with somebody that you love or that you care about, or just look at and try to find for yourself and print in 5 or 10 minutes, maybe, you know, a good half hour or an hour if you have it, and you'll have everything covered and you can validate these things. So I hope that this is something that you find helpful. I share it because I love you as another human being, and I think that you should treat people the way that you should want to be treated. It's heartbreaking when you see people suffer, and for them to suffer needlessly when there's answers that are out there is something I absolutely find completely unacceptable. And I think that we should all contribute to making this a better world. So hopefully by sharing this information, I've assisted in doing that. Once again, like I said, this is the first of many talks that will be going up and that I'll be sharing. And I hope that you find that this is helpful. This is Jeff von Stetten, and I appreciate your time. And thank you for your support. I hope that this has helped you to have a better quality of life. Thanks.